House Bill 1073, an act to revise certain procedures related to livestock brands, proof of livestock ownership, and livestock ownership inspection.
House Bill 1073 having had its second reading for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Duenwald.
Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen, I have passed out a bill brief, so it should take us a little less time to go through it, and I presume you've all read the bill, and if you'll follow down in the bill brief, it explains it pretty well. There's a couple of sections in here that I probably should call your attention to. The main part of the bill is we're going to intend to allow either a hot brand or a freeze brand to be used for determining ownership of livestock. That's the definitive part of the bill. It makes it a little easier in some other procedures, as you'll see if you read the bill brief. We did have one question that came up after the bill was passed committee, and that had to do with the possibility that a freeze brand with two or three digits would be a recordable brand, and there would be a problem with a guy East River not being in compliance with the law. And so, Mr. Speaker, I have a motion at the desk.
This would be 1073 TA. Has it been distributed?
That's right, and it has been distributed.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion? Representative Duenwald.
To relieve anyone's doubt that it would be perfectly okay to use a freeze brand to mark your cattle in your herd for individual identification within the herd, we've added the words "for the purpose of establishing ownership" on page 3 and line 23. It just takes away all doubt, and so the bill is clean. And basically, there's no opposition. The bill was driven primarily by the purebred livestock industry because the freeze brand, as you all know, grows out white hair, and so it looks very neat and very trim. And that's the extent of it. And I'd appreciate a vote for it.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker. Honorable Speaker and Honorable House, I'm the one member that voted against this for twofold purpose, but just recently something's been brought to my attention. As you all know, east of the river, it doesn't matter if you got 60 brands, you can sell the critter, right? Okay. The point I'm trying to get at is all of a sudden it's going to be legal for you to put a freeze brand on. You're going to register that freeze brand with the state, and you're going to put that on. Then my friend over east of the river, because my initials are JB, I might decide to freeze brand JB. My friend east of the river, Jim Brown, he likes JB too. And there's no law pertaining to east of the river anyway.
Representative Bradford, what are you? To whom are you referring?
I'm referring to no one in particular. Just
okay.
Is that okay? No. All right. Anyway, so a brand gets duplicated is what I'm trying to get at you. That is the reason I voted against it, because if that critter ended up west of the river, that critter would belong to me. That's my point. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Roden.
First of all, I wanted to clear up a few things with what Representative Bradford just said. It is currently and will continue to be illegal, I believe, throughout the state to have a brand on a cow as an identification brand that's not registered with the state. You can have a registered brand east of the river, even though it's not recognized, but it has to be recognized by the state. So this wouldn't change that. This legislation only allows that a freeze brand, if it's used as a registered brand for purpose of ownership, would be registered. The bill itself, if this was made legal, will not change a great deal of practices throughout the state, especially in western South Dakota. Everybody hot iron brands their cattle, and there would be only a few people that would use this as a management tool, purebred breeders, people that are interested in a cleaner look on their animals. The freeze branding process is a lot more complicated and a lot more time consuming. You can brand hot iron brand 500 head of calves in a day and still have time to drink beer and tell lies for 2 hours. That's not the case with freeze branding. It's a very time consuming and rather complicated procedure. It's simply a management tool that we would be making available to the stock growers in South Dakota. And I urge you to support this legislation. It simply allows a few more options to the cattlemen. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1073.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, in response to, I think, Representative Bradford's concerns, in fact, if I put a JB brand on my livestock at home east of the river and I choose to take those cattle west river, I'm fair game for anybody that wants to get a hold of them cattle and put a brand on them, I'll guarantee you. And because I know for a fact it happened to a person that I know in my area that took some cattle west river and didn't have his brand registered. And he became a victim of loss of several head of cattle, and he had no way of trying to get those cattle back because he didn't have a registered brand. So I don't think that it has any effect east or west river. In east river, we put brands on livestock just for our own use usually so that we can keep track of them. But west river, it's you got a little bit more of an open range country out there, and things they get mingled a little more than they do in our area. So I think the bill is probably all right as it's written. I urge your support.
Further remarks? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I address the bill and the amendment?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to remind the members of this great body that in northeast South Dakota, we have severe winters. Our livestock there already have a freeze brand.
Representative Valandra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. Several years ago, I was working with the brand board, and I prime sponsored the bill to permit and allow freeze brands on horses and mules. And prior to this, it was like cattle. It had just been hot brand. And we had a lot of requests from horse owners to use the freeze brands. And there was a real reluctance for years and years for South Dakota to turn the corner. And we had some old cowboys in the House here that always killed that bill. And they let it slide that time. And some of the arguments they used against the freeze brand is that they were not as good as the hot brand. And the testimony we heard was that people knew that the freeze brand on the horses was not the best brand of identification that they could have, but it's one that they wanted. It's an option that they wanted because it's cleaner, neater, and you know, it's not as hard on the animal. And I think the same argument could be used here with this bill, is that freeze branding cattle is not practical for all operations, but it's just an option that people want to exercise. And I wish that you would support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House then is the Duenwald motion to amend 1073 TA. All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1073 as amended? Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of House Bill 1073. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and members will proceed to vote.
Thank you.
they come before him, go to committee and send them off.
We can deliver it to the committee.
Yeah.
It was just being, it was first read today and assigned to committees.
Representative Van Norman. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, nays 1.
House Bill 1073, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.